Masechet Menachot Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Elu Menachot Nekmatos Usharan Lekorne. The following Menachot Kmita is taken from it, and then the rest of the Mincha after the Kmita is burnt on the Mizbeach is eaten by the corner. Mincha Hasolot Ba'amachbas Ba'amachet. The Mincha Solot, which is a Mincha, and with the Kmita is taken from it, while it is still flour, and a Minchas Machbas. It's baked in a machvat before the kmitza, and a marcheshes, a mincha that's baked in a marcheshes before the kmitza. Ba'chalois b'harakikin. This is referring to a minchas mafi taner. It's baked in an oven. And somebody who takes upon itself to bring a minchas mafi taner could bring either chalos or rakikin. Minchas goyim, minchas nashim. A mincha that is nidav by a goy that brings a mincha, also a kmitza is taken from it. A mincha that is nidav by nashim, by women, also has the same thing that the kmitza is taken from it, and the shirayim is eaten by the kohanim. Minchat ha'omer, minchat choytei, u minchat knoz, a minchat ha'omer, a mincha which is brought on the 16th day of Nisan, which then allows us to eat from the new crop, and a minchat choytei, a mincha that is brought by somebody who did a chet in the time of korban ola, the yored, if he is down, cannot afford either an oak or a behemoth, he would bring a mincha instead, and a kmita would be taken from it. And a minchas knos, this is a minchas sota, also a kmita is taken from it, and the shirayim is eaten by the kohanim. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, minchas chotei shakohanim nikmetes, v'hakomet karev la'atmo, v'ashirayim kraven la'atmo. Rabbi Shimon said, a minchas chotei, which is brought by a coin that was over in Aver, in which there was a chiyuv korban ola b'yard, he is dal, and he brings a mincha, a kmita is taken from it. But the shirayim is not eaten by the kohanim. Instead, the komet and the shirayim would be nikrab on the mizbeach separately. Now, even though normally a mincha which is brought by a kohen, no kmita is taken from it, as the din is that a kohen that brings a mincha, it's kulei kalo, entirely consumed on the mizbeach, and therefore no kmita is taken from it. Instead, the whole mincha is put on the mizbeach. But according to Rabbi Shimon, a mincha schotei of a kohen is different, that a kmita is taken from it. Now, even Rabbi Shimon admits that the shirayim is not eaten, since it's a mincha that's brought by a kohen that's kulei kalo, but instead we would burn the komet and the shirayim separately on the mizbeach, while the Tana Kama holds that a mincha chotei of a kohen is no different than any other mincha that is brought by a kohen, that no kmita is taken from it, the entire mincha is consumed on the mizbeach together. Masechet Menachot Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, minchas kohen u'minchas kohen Mashiach. A mincha which is brought by a coin that is not even mincha, and a mincha's kohen mashiach, the mincha that is brought by the kohen gadol every single day. This is a mincha's chavisa, which is brought machtiso beboker, machtiso beerev, u'minchas nusachem, a mincha's nusachem, which is brought together with a korban, la mizbeach ve'en behem, la kohanim. These menachot are entirely consumed on the mizbeach. No kmita is taken from it. Instead, the entire mincha is put on the fire of the mizbeach, and the kohanim have no chelak in it. By these minchas, the koach that the mizbeach has is better than the koach of the kohanim, as the mizbeach consumes the entire mincha, while the kohanim has no chelek in it at all, as opposed to the minchas that we mentioned in Mishnah Aleph, in which both the kohanim and the mizbeach have a chelek in those minchas. Shteh lecha, v'lecha ma'pana. The shteh lecha, which is brought on Shavuot together with the Shnei Kitziyat service, and the lecha ma'pana, which is put on the shulchan and the hechel. La kohanim, ve'en behem la mizbeach. These are eaten by the kohanim, and the mizbeach has no chilek in it, no part of the shteh lechem, where the lechem aponim is put on the mizbeach. Instead, the kohanim eat the entire shteh lechem and lechem aponim. Uvezeh yafa koach hakohanim mikoach hamizbeach. By these, by the shteh lechem and lechem aponim, the koach that the kohanim have is yafa than the koach of the mizbeach, as the kohanim eat the entire shteh lechem and lechem aponim while the mizbeach has no chilek in it. And even if the shteh lechem was brought without the shnei kitzei atzeres, if for some reason they didn't have the steak bottom and they brought the shteh lechem by itself, the din would be the same, that the kohanim would eat the entire shteh lechem. No part of the shteh lechem would be put on the mizbeach.